1 hour and several refills later, we were out of vodka and Sprite. Slappy was passed out. Mad Dog watched the scenery pass by on the highway, his head hitting the seat back as he followed it. Roscoe drunk-dialed folks in his cell phone contacts. Pickles was glued to layer cake, watching it over the shoulder of Daigle, who had it playing on his laptop. Tiny was talking to me, or at me, rather, forcing me to practice in drunk psychiatry.
"Yeah, bro." And then she was like, "I just want to be friends." "How can we be friends after that, man? Am I supposed to forget it? I mean, we have it on film, bro."
I'd give you the details, but it would be $2.99 for the first minute and $1.99 for each additional. Suffice to say, it was a situation in which all I could offer was women. What can you do?
"I know, man. I fucking know. Women."
He took another slug of his drink to emphasize his point, then slapped a heavy, big-boned arm around me.
"What about you, bro? Let it out, man. I'm here for you. You know you can trust me."
I smiled at Tiny. He was right. I could totally trust him, because in his current state, there was no way he would remember anything I said.
"I don't know, Tiny. I don't know what I'm feeling." "Dude, I can totally relate to that." "Yeah, well, I'm a little angry and I'm a little sad, but mostly I just feel lost." "Yeah, lost. Like you woke up naked and there was a camera and you don't know how you got there."
Not like that, exactly.
"My bad, dude. My bad. I'm drunk."
He made a motion as if he were zipping his lips. "It's okay. It's just..." I took another long look out the window. I've been telling myself for the longest time this game had answers. It was going to give me worth as a person, that a jersey would make me somebody. I was going to make something of myself in this sport, and everyone would treat me like a superstar. Tiny exaggeratedly bobbed his head up and down as I spoke. "I can't even make it out of A-ball." I tossed my hands up and let them fall. "I guess it's my own fault. I believed it all. I believed that if I won enough, I would be changed into something larger than life, like I could fix the bad things in my life if I was super successful. I could fix the way I looked at myself. I could fix my family. I could fix everything. But baseball results don't fix anything." "You know what I think?" I declared. "I think if we spend years of our lives playing this game and the only thing we have to show for it when we are done is a beat-up jersey and a string of numbers next to our name, then it was a hell of a waste of time. There has got to be more to this than just living and dying for the opportunity to wear the uniform. If that's all there is, then I hate to say it, but professional baseball is a waste. You know, the best part of my baseball career didn't even have anything to do with baseball. I met a homeless guy in a shelter this off-season and gave him the shoes off my feet. He almost wept, dude. Wept over a pair of shoes. I didn't have to be a superstar to do that. I just had to be me. In fact, I tried to be a superstar first, and it was as if I just separated us further. I've never seen a person react that way to anything I've ever done in baseball. God. It just makes me wonder if I'm going about this right." Tiny looked at me real hard. It seemed as if the conversation sobered him. His eyes looked down and then back up to me, a deep thought forming on his brow.
"Do you think I should get her some shoes, bro?"
I stared at him for a second or two. "Yes, Tiny, that's exactly what I'm saying."